Everybody ready? Come on, let's go.
The Rick Flair Show! Let's go! The Rick Flair Show! Let's go!
Yo, what's up? This is Rick Thorne, the Biker in Black. Welcome to my show. On this episode, I got Chappelle Lacey. He's a comedian, he's a punk rocker, he's a musician, he is a badass. I'm going to call him right now. Let's do this.
Hello?
Yo, what's up, dude?
What up?
How you doing?
Good, how are you? Hold on one second.
Yeah, bro, for sure.
All right, can you hear me?
I could hear you, dude. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I could barely hear you. I just got an ear infection the other day, dude.
Oh, shit. Oh, no, that's like the worst.
Bro, I feel like I'm underwater, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like everyone sounds like Charlie Brown's dad, you know.
Yeah, I just...
Well, the way I look at it is like this, bro. The way I look at it like this. I only got to listen to half the people half the time, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
That's it. I'm trying.
There's nothing else.
I feel good about myself that I made a comedian laugh, dude.
Yeah, you did do that.
Damn, I'm stepping on my game. What's up, dude? Where are you at right now?
I'm in San Antonio.
How's it out there?
It's nice. It's actually really nice out, man. The weather's great. The weather's like really good right now. I think it's like only 80, but it's like no humidity or anything like that. Like I'm sitting like we're at an Airbnb and I'm sitting on the my room has like a patio or balcony or whatever, and just sitting here, and it's like just really nice out.
Yeah, well, I remember going through there on Warped Tour on that metal ramp, dressed in black. It was like 150 degrees, dude.
Oh, I can't imagine. You're talking about Warped Tour. I always felt bad whenever Warped Tour had to come to Arizona when I was a kid. Any festival that was like outdoor like that, I always felt bad. I'm like, you know, especially Warped Tour, because Warped Tour is the summer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
But you went. You went to a lot of those Warped Tours, probably, huh?
You know, I only been to how many Warped Tours did I go? I only went to two Warped Tours in my life. I went to two. I went to one. I think the first one I went to was like 03 or 04. And then the last one I went to was like 07, maybe.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah, just they didn't have all the skating and riding there in those years though.
No, you know what? The first it's crazy. The first 10 years I did that tour, there was a half pipe, but then like the last four, it was a mini ramp because they just wanted to, I don't know, cut costs. It was a lot of money. You had to, you know, bring that out there, but. But yeah, man, it's all good. So you're in San Antonio. You're on tour right now, basically.
Yeah. Yep.
How's that been going? Is this your first stop?
No. I've basically been touring since like June of 2020. We were touring during the pandemic when things were like shut down. But I mean, we were obviously going to like the same places: Texas, Florida, Arizona. Trying to think where else we went. We went up to Idaho. Went up to Boise, places that we would never normally go.
Who are you on tour with?
Right now, I'm on tour with my boy Brendan Schaub. So I'm on tour with him right now. And then when I do my headlining dates, like my individual dates as well.
Awesome.
So it's been like a mixture of both.
So that's rad, dude. Did you see yourself being a comedian as a kid?
Hell no, 1,000% no.
No, what?
1,000% no. No, not at all.
I mean, look,
my mom thinks it's shocking that I am a comedian because I'm actually like a lot more introverted than anything that people can actually like guess. But they're like, you do stand up comedy. I was like, yeah, just watch me in a social gathering.
and
you'll see it.
So, do you think that stand up is your way to like come out of your shell?
Yes, it's my way of like, that's my way of like speaking loudly, you know, that's like, 100%.
I guess I could see
I never thought of that, but yeah.
Well, it's the same if you're a musician or like, I know plenty of athletes that are very introverted, but when it comes to the riding, you're like, damn, you know?
Yeah, it's just like, I mean, like that's the best way I know how to use like my voice. You know what I mean? That's where I feel so 100% to be able to like use it. Because a lot of times, like I could just be completely quiet, but I also just listen. Being an introvert makes you listen really well. I just listen to a lot.
Yeah, that's something I need to start.
Very observant. Very just like, you know, kind of just let people talk.
So, how's your sets been though? Like the shows, they've been good.
Yeah, show's been really good. I'm trying to think if we had like any place that was kind of awkward. I mean, yeah, we've had our places where they were, you know, awkward. I'm trying to think of one. And it's so funny because whenever I mention like it was like not awkward, but just like it was like bleh kind of set, you know, usually fans will hear us talk about it and they go, no, we thought you did so amazing that night or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, well, you didn't express it much.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but I mean, that's with the territory of comedy. That's just how it fucking works. You know, I mean, there's going to be one of those nights, you know, that's going to be the show that's where it's kind of just like, bleh, you know, and I don't know if that's just like, you know, cause like, yeah, after the show, they get so excited to talk with you and all that stuff. And I don't know if that's just because, you know, that audience was maybe just really, really excited to just see you. You know what I mean? More like they just want to see you in person.
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
I don't know what way it works or whatever, but like, yeah, I'm not one to ever really like blame the audience as to why, you know, they were, you know, were just didn't really hit as well.
Right. Well, in comedy right now, is it like a lot of like walking on eggshells? Do you feel like that? You know, because some comedians are like, you can't joke about this, can't joke about that. You feel that a lot?
Hell no.
No.
You can say whatever the fuck you want.
See, that's what I'm saying. Belief. That's my belief too. That's what
you
I'm
can
saying.
Say whatever you want. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, like if the joke fails, the joke fails. But I mean, if the joke is good, funny is funny. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
I don't think it's much so like, you know, I don't know. I for some reason it's really hard for. Can you hear that train? Is that train loud?
Yeah, but it's kind of cool. It kind of sets the pace. Like I visualize you right now, like. Cowboy hat on and shit. It's like, you know, on a horse and shit.
Piece of hay in my mouth or whatever. Or straw, whatever the hell you do. Hay straw. I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
But no. But like, I don't know. It's really hard for me to go. Like, you can't. Like, I don't know. It's really hard for me to say something like that. Because I think you can say whatever the fuck you want. As long as you hit the joke and the joke is fucking funny. Like, people are gonna catch that more than anything,
right?
You know, hold on, let me take a step inside real fast because she was closer than I thought. But I mean, like for me, like I don't know, like I just don't believe in that. Like, kind of like you can't joke about this because what? So what? So someone's gonna write a fucking, you know, one person out of the fucking audience is gonna write a blog about it or something. You know, like, what do you mean you can't joke about it? Like,
yeah.
You say whatever you want. You know what I mean?
I agree with you, 100%.
Yeah, what is it? Because it's like, what does that mean? You can't say that joke. You can't tell that joke. You can't say that thing. You know, what is it? What does that mean? You know what I mean? Like, what is that? What does that mean?
You know what I
you
think?
Because like,
yeah, keep going.
Because at the end of the day, you know, I strongly believe this. At the end of the day, no comedian's intention is to. You know, go up there and be hurtful. You know what I mean? Because the thing is, like, it's a person's choice to go, oh, this is how I want to react to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, not everybody's going to look at it this way. But if you know going into a comedy show, you know things are going to be said differently because we're not up there to, like, say the correct things. We're up there to just, you know, tell you a joke. You know what I mean? You may not like it, and you don't have to like it, which is fine. No one's, like, forcing you to like it. But to to take it beyond it being a joke is kind of like, I think that's a personality thing. And yeah, I think it's a personality thing when it comes to that type of shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel about it. Like, because, like, okay, you could do a whole 30-minute set, right? And then all of a sudden there's that one thing you said, and they're offended. Meanwhile, you went hard on every other thing, but that one thing is what got them. So it's like, why don't you keep that same energy for my whole set? Because I talked about this, you didn't care. I talked about this, you didn't care. You know what I mean? Like, I remember one time, I didn't even start the joke yet. I was somewhere, I can't even remember where I was. But I was talking about my best friend, like my fucking ride or die, like my right hand man, like friend I've been friends with for almost 20 years now. He's gay or whatever. And I said I used to live with my best friend and his husband, right? And that's all I said. That's all I said. You know, which obviously paints the picture, you know, it's a gay gentleman, obviously.
Right.
And the girl was like, this girl shout out, she goes, you better not bash on gays. And I was like, did you just hear me say my best friend and his husband? I was like, and then the crowd was like, you know, started laughing at that because, you know, yeah, they, because everyone else heard that. Cause like she's not even paying attention to what I'm saying. She just knows I'm about to talk about my best. Like I'm talking about my best friend. You don't know where this joke's gonna go. It may have nothing to do with gay people at all. You don't know. You didn't even give it a chance. But you just said don't bash on gays. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so basically, I can't remember exactly what I said to her because it was so long ago. But something snarky out of my fucking pocket to make her feel. And not even necessarily like my intentions to make her feel dumb, but just to more so open her eyes, which is going to make you feel dumb. And, you know, once, and then, like, I did the joke. And then once I finished with the joke, I was like, was that okay for you? And everyone, you know, everyone was laughing because, you know, obviously, whatever, this is a situation at hand. And she comes up to me after the show. And then she goes, what did she say? She goes, you know, I'm sorry. I really didn't mean to shout that. I shouldn't have shouted that. She's like, I have a brother who's gay. And then I was like, hold on. I was like, okay, but your brother can't take a joke. You know what I mean? Is your brother not allowed to, like, he specifically can't be made fun of, like what, like, or whatever, like whatever the case may be. But it's like, you know, no one's trying to hurt anybody.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like my joke wasn't to hurt anyone or anything. You know what I mean? And it's just, and I don't mind, like, dropping that kind of knowledge to people to, like, express that. You know, obviously I'm going to do it in a comical way because I know what I'm talking about and I know why I'm talking about it. So, like, when people say, you can't talk about this, you can't talk about that, I don't necessarily agree unless you have something to back it up with and have very solid reasoning. You can say whatever you want. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of comics out there today that still say whatever the fuck they want, and they still tour, and they still, you know what I mean? So, like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
No, you do know, and you hit. It's very clear. You know, there's a difference between being funny and being mean, right?
Yeah, there's a yeah. If I went up there and was just like trying to trash people and like. Make a specific person or, you know, specific individual or specific genre of people feel bad, like, that's a different story. I'm not being funny. I'm just talking shit. But if I'm trying, like, that's the art of comedy, is you say these very creative things, you know, say these things in a creative way that make them real fucking funny. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it is.
Yeah, and your delivery. You're absolutely right.
Delivery.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're delivering it with, you know, we're not delivering jokes out of anger. It's kind of just, you know, I don't know. Like, that. There's a difference.
Yeah.
Delivery. We're delivering it in a very fun and just a funny, and just an observation. It doesn't mean we're correct. That's the definite thing. that's not what we're trying to do. That's never what. That's not what comedy is. To tell you to go up there and just be correct.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I would go to open mics, right? And mm-hmm. I could see the difference of like someone would say something, and it was just mean, and it wasn't even funny. It was just like, and their mm-hmm. delivery is like maybe they were nervous or something, be up there or whatever. But that's when I learned a long time ago. I was like, oh yeah, there's a difference. Like, did you when you started doing comedy, did you find that it was different telling jokes in front of people than jokes with your friends and people that knew you, that were close to you?
Oh, well, because the way I got into comedy is a weird way. I wasn't necessarily telling jokes around friends or anything like that. I just, someone just dared me to do it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
That was 2010.
So wait, so that's how you got into comedy. Someone's like, you won't do stand-up. You won't do an open mic or something. Is that what it was?
Yeah. Well, because, yeah. Someone dared me. Then I went to, worked on comedy, then signed up for an open mic and went and did it. And then I dropped out of college right after that.
Hey, dude. Hey, that was a good choice. What were you studying in college?
Fuck. Not a damn thing.
See?
I was just existing.
So then the bet paid off.
Yes, joke's on them. The joke's on them. I have a full-time career out of it.
So then you had no like being introverted and your friends knew you and stuff. It was like when and your friends knew that about you, like, you know, that they're still like, you won't get up there. You got the balls to do it, and you did it. And what'd you do? Did you just fall in love with it or what?
Yeah, I fell in love with it. I thought it was just such a unique thing. And I also realized, I was like, wow, I worked harder on that than I ever worked in school, you know what I mean? So I was like all the energy I put into just doing that right there, I was like, if I kept that same energy the whole time to do this, then I was like, well, you know, I wonder where it could take me or whatever. But I didn't have that. I never had that energy for school ever. You know, I was just going because I was a competitive cheerleader. And so that's what I was doing. And so it was like, That was the thing.
What were you doing?
Competitive cheerleader.
Okay, cool. I didn't know that about you till just now. Did you?
Oh,
tell
shit!
Me? I never knew that. So is that what you were in school for, or did you get a degree? Like, help some support from that for school?
Yeah. I got a scholarship at one of the colleges I went to, and that's what I was just doing that because that's what I just knew how to fucking do.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I didn't think of comedy as something that anybody could do. I thought it was like only specific people could do that. You know what I mean? I thought because I knew Kings of Comedy, I knew Dave Chappelle's Killing Them Softly, and I knew those comedy specials, but I thought of those as like Eddie Murphy Raw. But I thought of that because I was like, oh, those people are actors and stuff. Like, they're in movies and all this stuff. So, like, that's for them to do. You know what I mean? That's how I thought of it.
Right. So then when you started doing stand-up, then it just exposed you to, in your mind, to be like, wait, anyone could do this. They don't have anything extra special about them. They're just going for it.
Yeah.
I mean, not to say that they don't have something special about them. If they're funny and unique and they have their own personality and their own style, obviously. But I'm saying, like, the balls would just go for it. And once you did that, it was like, dude, I think I could do this.
Yep, pretty much.
Do you think that it was going to school and nothing against people that go to school, college, you know, everything. It's beautiful, man. Do your thing. But
do your thing.
But for us specific individuals, at least like speaking for myself, and I'll ask the same if this is for you, things just seem too formulated. It wasn't enough for me. Like, go to school, study, got your job, now you're living, you're making money. It didn't seem like I wasn't taking any risk or being creative enough.
Yeah.
Did you feel that way?
100%. There's no risk taking there. There's nothing for me. There was nothing like unique about it. It was very regular, very... You know, for me, this is all for me, because that just didn't fit my personality. You know, it didn't fit the way I thought about life in general. It just didn't match. And I just didn't care for it. And it's like, when you don't care for something, you know, don't do it. don't fucking do it. I always think about that, you know, like, and I've gotten really good to be like, if I don't care about it, I won't fucking do it. You know, there's times like, you know, sometimes like my reps will throw like a script or something at me or, you know, anything of that nature. And if I don't fuck with it, I will not do it because I know that I won't deliver my best. I know it won't make me look good because I know I don't care about it and I can't force myself to care about something, you know, just because it's a thing that's like, they're like, cause school's not it's not a bad thing. School's a great thing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
School's fucking wonderful. I mean, there's so much to fucking learn. I mean, you know, there's so much, like, you know, I mean, like, you know, when it comes to like listening to people for stuff, the people I would like to listen to are people with like strong educational backgrounds. You know what I mean? Like, because as far as I go, is a high school diploma and some college. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, I think I would never knock school, but it just didn't match for me.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, what I used to say, and I agree with you, school's amazing and people are, I'm not knocking it at all. But the way that I grew up is I was like, you know what? Like, I'm going to go for this BMX thing because, like, school will always be there. I could always go back and go to school.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I want to take the time and spend the money to do the degree, I get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm not going to get my youth back on this chance, and there's something that I love to do. Do you ever feel that way?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
clock's ticking, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's ticking for all of us.
Not even necessarily clock's ticking. It was just like, fuck, I don't want to. I was like, I like other things. I just like the other shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was just my interests were just completely different. And I think it's very important for people to like lean into those interests because you will find yourself, you know, at a point to where you're like, oh shit, what the fuck? Why am I at this job? Never liked this job. Never wanted to do this job. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And like, you know, until I was able to go full-time with comedy, yeah, I worked those hard jobs, you know, doing ballet, working in hotels, being a bellman, and all that stuff, you know what I mean? And, you know, like, and I didn't mind working those jobs because I knew it was going to build a work ethic for me for when I got the chance to be able to go full-time for what I want. So, that's my perspective, and that's how I looked at it. And that, to me, that's like that's education right there. You know what I mean? The fact that, like, I learned, working those kind of jobs, you know, running to get cars, you know, for people, you know, loading people's luggage, you know, doing room service for people, delivering their food, all the, doing those kind of jobs. Yeah, it builds a work ethic, and a very strong work ethic, you know, and an important work ethic, you know what I mean? Because you could take that one thing with you for the rest of your life. So to say I didn't learn something at these jobs, you know, would be insane. You know, I learned how to kick ass at just working, you know?
Yeah. No, I do agree with you on that. It teaches you how to be determined and how to, like, you know, what it's like to work for something.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that college is for that for some people. I mean, do you remember the day you were like, you know what, dude? I did this comedy. I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm bouncing out of school. Did you just bounce out like mid-semester?
As soon as I walked off that goddamn stage.
Did you? Really? Was it like that?
Yeah, it was like that.
You just knew?
I knew, yeah.
So what'd you do? You just said, I'm done? Know, like, I'm moving out? We're in a dorm and everything? Like, later? Peace out?
Yeah, I think I moved back because I was living in Kentucky. And so I think I'd say a few weeks after I did that open mic, I moved home.
Got it.
Yeah.
So then you were doing open mics in Arizona?
Yeah. Yep.
Got it. So then when was it when you moved to California?
I moved to California in 2016.
So how many years were you doing stand-up in Arizona before you moved to Cali?
So I stopped doing stand-up after my brother died in 2013. And then I didn't get back on stage until 2016. And then 2018 is when I moved to LA.
The reason I'm asking, because the reason I'm asking is that I respect the grind because comedy is a lot like music. It's a lot like sports. It's a lot like acting. Like, you gotta take no for an answer more than you get the yes. And then when you start getting the yes, once you get the name, then you got to keep that reputation going, and then you just keep building it. So I admire the hustle because, you know, you know what I'm saying? Because I can relate. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I love about it.
Is the hustle.
I love that you get... You're challenged every day. You know what I mean? You're challenged every day. You're taking a test every day. You know, being like a comedian or, you know, anything of the nature of what we do, you're tested every day.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every day you're tested. You know, I always tell people, I go, and I don't mean this in like a bad way, I go, every day I'm playing chess, you know, being a comedian, because you're always trying to, you know, figure things out and how to be strategic about the way you do things with being a comedian and, you know, or entertainment in general. It's all like, you know, you're constantly moving these chess pieces around, you know what I mean? And yeah, you'll hit a checkmate, you know, on some of it, but like, yeah, some of those games would be tough as fuck, you know?
Absolutely. Well, when you moved to California, okay, 2018, did you already have kind of like a reputation and kind of a name locally from Arizona? Like, people know you out here?
No, not like that. Like, oddly enough, I knew, you know, some big name comics, but I didn't want to, when I moved to California, I didn't want to rely on that, because I was like, well, they have their name. You know what I mean? They have their success. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't, you know, so I was like, I need to be out there in LA, you know, I need to be out there doing as much as I can, you know what I mean? Like, so I would just grind my ass off. And yeah, like I said, even though I knew these bigger comics, but that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean they're going to, you know, I don't know. They can only help so much.
Yeah, because you're the one on stage telling the jokes. That's really what it's
exactly,
about.
Exactly. Because, you know, like, because otherwise, you know, I call it this, otherwise you'll be that favor guy. You know what I mean? The guy that, you know, like, yeah, these comics will probably get you in some places, but they're, you know, it's a favor. Like, people are doing them favors for a guy that they don't even really know or anything like that, or, you know, a girl they don't really know. You know what I mean? So, like, it's never authentic. You're like, oh, I just did this favor because, you know, because
he's my homie.
I did this favor for Bill Burr. He wanted me to put this guy on, blah, 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 blah. That, like, not to say that that's what Bill Burr's doing, but just to give an example.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, of how that would go. You know what I mean? Like, if it was a big dog like a Bill Burr, you know, the club could be like, oh, yeah, I just did a favor for, you know, Burr.
Yeah, you want to make a name for yourself and earn it yourself.
You want to make a name. And that's what I, like, that's what I get excited about, is like making a name for yourself. You know what I mean? Because that's your own foundation. That's your own strength. And you can, and it's better to live off that than live off, you know, someone else's name, I guess.
Absolutely. Yeah. The reason I was asking you that is because, you know, I met you at the Comedy Store, and getting in the Comedy Store and being a regular there and, you know, you got to work your way into that environment. And so I just didn't know if, like, maybe you might have knew just a couple people out here that, you know, would help you get into that or whatever. But, like, I agree with you on earning things yourself, because then you know you're legit. You know what I mean? It's like,
you know, yeah, then you know you're legit. The level of appreciation you'll have for it is completely different. You can't have the same appreciation whereas, like, if you do it yourself, there's just like this very proud, like, okay, put it this way. Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay. So put it this way. So, like, someone's like trying to FaceTime me and made me lose my fucking train of thought. What were we talking about?
No, we were talking.
Okay. I got it. I remember. So put it this way. So, like, you know, when I go on the road with Brendan, you know, like, those are sold out shows, massive shows, you know, doing these big rooms, they're sold out shows. You know, when I go on the road, I'm not a sellout, you know, yet. Like, I'm not strong ticket seller yet. But, you know, but when I'm doing those shows, I'm excited, because it's like, oh, well, this is mine. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I can only get excited and imagine what it'll be like when I come back to this place next year. You know what I mean? So that's the thing for me. You know, that's what I get excited about. Don't get me wrong. Like, going on the road and opening for Brendan is fucking amazing. You know, the show, like I said, the shows are massive. And the crowds are just, like, insane. But, you know, at the end of the day, his name's on that marquee. That's not my name. You know what I mean? Like,
no, I get it.
You know, and yeah. And I would love nothing more to have that thing for myself.
Well, you're building you're building yourself and your brand. It's no different than a band opening up for a bigger band. I mean, I know plenty
exactly.
of bands, and they're
yep.
make it's a support. It's not a bad thing at all.
Not a bad thing. Not a bad thing at all.
No, because you've earned it. We were saying earlier, it would be kind of like weird if you got it because you weren't funny and you were just somebody's homie and you weren't that good and blah, blah. The fact of the matter is that you're none of that. You've earned it yourself, which is dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. 100%. 100%.
Yeah, I get it. It's all good. Let's talk about music too, bro. I know when we met, you had like a Discharge shirt or some shit on. Is that what you had?
Yeah. Discharge.
I was like, who's this guy? And then I realized, and then when I got to know you more, I was like, okay, you're heavily into punk rock. Did you grow up into the punk rock scene in AZ?
Yeah, 100%. I don't know what it's like now, but we have a pretty good scene out there because, you know, I think any scene, any type of genre of music does really well in Arizona because the thing is like we get excited about entertainment because that's the one fun thing to do in Arizona is go see live entertainment. Like, you know, people like to show up for those kind of things. You know what I mean? That's the cool thing about Arizona. So we had a pretty good scene. It was, you know, it was just always like massive. Like the shows were just always so much fucking fun.
Right.
You know, I remember the first time I saw the Casualties when I was like 14 or 15 or something like that. And it was just, like, fucking insane to me. Like, you know, the amount of people that were there for it. And I remember when I saw Anti-Flag, too, I was, you know, around the same age. And, like, how big that was. That was, like, just a fucking massive thing. And then seeing, like, you know, Circle Jerks, GBH, just fucking all these bands. It was just dope, man. And then the local scene was always fun, too.
No. Absolutely. Well, you know, I know that you play music as well. You play guitar and sing.
Yeah.
I just saw that thing you did with Territorial Pissings. What's up, dude? Kurt, better watch out.
Oh.
Was that with H2O? Because you're cool with Toby, right? From H2O?
Yeah, Toby, it's so funny because Toby and I, you know, are such solid homies. And the way he and I kick it, you would think that he and I have known each other for like 20 years.
Awesome.
But, I mean, we haven't even known each other a year yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it's like, you know, it's fucking amazing, like, just what that world of, like, punk can do. Because you obviously have this history and knowledge and just, like, knowing the world of punk and, you know, you can become instant homies with people, you know what I mean? And so Toby's been like that positive light in my life, you know, within the recent year. Like, it's like another boost. You know, I'm not saying that he's there's a lot of people that come into my life that are,
no, I get it,
you know, that I consider positive lights, but, like, you know, he's the most recent he's the most recent one,
right?
For me, you know, so it's like, it's just amazing, dope, and, you know, just always doing something positive and something, you know, forward movement, you know what I mean? Like, it's like what I feel every time I kick it with Toby. It's never like, it's authentic, you know, like, it's not no fucking, you know, it's not like, you know, those Instagram posts where it's like, it says, you can do anything you know what I'm talking about, like,
yeah,
some of those things that people like, those positive quotes. It's not like that. It's a different level of positivity. It's a positivity with grit to it. You know, there's grittiness.
I've known him for 22 years, bro. He's always been that way. You know what I mean?
Always been that way. Yeah. Always been that way.
First time I met him on Warped Tour was Asbury Park, New Jersey. We're Warped Tour, And he brought me a Johnny Cash t-shirt, the one where Johnny was flipping off. I still wish I had the damn thing. And
yeah, that's dope.
That was the first time. Well, we kind of knew each other. That's the first time we talked and exchanged numbers and became, you know, homies. You know what I mean? It's been, that was like, I think that was 90, might have been 98 Warped Tour, I think. Some shit like that. So
yeah, damn.
Toby's like a breath of fresh air. You know, when you see Toby, you think
a
about
big
H2O.
Breath of fresh air.
You're like, okay, this is nothing but positivity coming, you know. So
yeah.
Well, that was just cool to see you guys jamming. And his son, I've known his son, you know, since he's been a baby, you know.
Yeah.
And so he's jamming on drums, and was that Rusty on, what was Rusty on, bass?
Yeah, that was Rusty, yeah. No, Rusty, he was playing guitar too, but he was just doing some backing vocals with me. We were just fucking around, you know, it was just...
But you have a band, right? Do you have your own band?
Yeah, I do have my own band.
Well, last time I saw you said you didn't have a name yet. Did you figure out a name?
No, we still don't. We still don't.
Can you call it the No Name Band? Someone probably already did
the
that.
No Name, yeah, something, yeah.
You got to come up with some creative shit nowadays for a band, because every name's taken.
Every name's taken. Every name is fucking taken.
Everything is. I mean, everything. Even if you had some shit that's like computer safe dresser, some asshole somewhere in the Midwest made a, you know, on Instagram. Like, what?
Yeah.
So you got to,
you're like, damn, name's already taken. Fuck.
You know, it's got to be something cool like Fugazi. That was an old Vietnam term. Did you know that?
Yeah. Yep.
That was when they were getting ambushed. That's what that was about. Those were the initials for that. So anyways, yeah, it's got to be something unique and shit. So like, what? Just so my listeners know, what you play punk rock? Is it originals? Do you do covers? What do you do?
Yeah, it's originals. We do. But we also do covers, you know what I mean? Like, that's how we, like, you know, got a solid feel for each other. We just did covers first, you know what I mean? To, like, understand, like, how we are as, like, you know, how this guitar player jams, the bass player, like, just to get a feel for each other.
Right.
And then I also wanted to know, like, how I was vocally, just to get a sense.
So have you been doing music as long as you have comedy, or did that come after the comedy?
No. Oh, well, actually, I started playing guitar at like 13.
Yeah, because the way that you were playing,
like
I was like, you got...
When the fuck did I start? So like, yeah, something like that, 14.
Yeah, because the way you were playing on that post, I was like, okay, it looks like he's been playing a minute.
On the what?
Playing on the on what? That post, when you were playing guitar, it looked like to me, like, he's been playing for a while, he's experienced.
Yeah.
You ever thought about combining the two, music and comedy?
Never. I like to keep it separate.
Yeah. I hear you.
I like the separation, because like I get different feels for both, and I like that they're separated feels.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of comedians in the past have done songs, several.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's just were they serious songs or were they joke songs? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like for the things I do like to hold their weight. You know, as you know. What it is, I like I love the comedy for to hold its weight as that's what the fuck it is, and this is, you know, to hold its individual weight.
Yeah, because I couldn't do joke songs as a musician.
Yeah, I can't do that either, because I'm like, that's not what I feel.
Yeah, like Dennis Leary, didn't he do like I'm an asshole, and then like Eddie Murphy did I'm gonna party all the time, you know?
Yeah.
So that one's kind of borderline. It could be kind of like, you know. Not, but yeah, I got you. Yeah, keep it separate. It's good. Well, dude, I can't. Maybe one day we'll play a show. Maybe me, you, H2O, Cabs Band.
Oh, dude, that'd be fucking. That would be insane.
Dude, that'd be sick.
That'd be bonkers. Yeah,
let's do it. Gotta get you a name though, bro.
I know. Yeah, I gotta do that first. Yeah. Wait, but yeah, before we talk about a show, I gotta get a name.
They'll be like this band, and then this other band. What are they called? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Fuck it.
Okay, so one more thing before we get going. Talk to me about your podcast. It's managed, right?
Yeah, well, actually, I just rebranded my podcast. Like, it's completely different now.
What is it now?
It's a completely different setup. It's more of a, like, music podcast. Like, music, well, music and kind of just everything, you know, like, but it all roots back to, like, you know, the music world or whatever. Because, yeah, I was just, you know, I don't know, I wanted to do something different, and like the things I talk about, like on, you know, it's managed and the way I do that pod, I was like, man, I would eventually love to just like do something with a like a TV show, with that nature. So yeah, I've rebranded my whole pod, which I'm really excited.
Is it out?
No, not yet. I filmed my first episode. I've been keeping it under wraps, but I'll send you like my setup and everything.
Okay, cool.
It's all video. Video and audio.
Okay, cool. Okay, yeah. Well, then, yeah. And then you're also on, aren't you on Homie's podcast as well? The King and the Sting?
No. Fighter and the Kid. Yeah.
Wait, what is it?
Yeah, Fighter and the Kid.
That's it. Oh, well, I get confused because you've also been on that podcast, right?
Yeah, I was on King and the Sting, but yeah, now I'm Fighter and the Kid. Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. So then you're like busy, dude.
Yeah, I know. I have such a tricky schedule, but I'm glad we were able to get this in, though.
Yeah, and you don't. Yeah, well,
we've been trying. Yeah,
it's all good, dude. Well, listen, man. Before we leave, can you drop your Instagram so people can follow you and see what you're up to? Maybe catch your show, dude.
Yeah, that'd be great. Follow me at Chappelle Lacey. That's S H A P as in Peter, E as in Edward, LLACEY. And so, yeah, that's pretty much like all I do. I only do Instagram. I don't do anything else. But yeah, Chappelle Lacey, man.
Okay, cool, bro.
And ChappelleLacey.com for like tour dates as well.
Awesome. Anyone out there, follow him, go to his shows, support him. You're awesome, dude. You're positive light as well.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
man.
Dude. And have fun out there on the road. Be safe.
So are you, dude. You're a positive light too, man.
Gotta keep it going, bro.
Gotta keep it.
Okay, well, much love, dude. Have a great day and stay rad.
Much love, brother.
Okay.
All right, dude.
Bye.
All right. Bye.